Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, here at the Hamilton Comic Con, it's Jaesu with us for the 15th time. Is 15.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
So it's our old buddy Alfonso from Studio Comics. How's
it
going, sir?
Very good. I'm really happy to see you guys again. This is just such a cheer to be around. Yes.
Cool. John Ballmer here taking the pictures as well.
Photo. There you go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Here he comes. And smile. And Steve will
here. Steve will just pop right here.
So is Alfonso the only person you ever interview, really?
He's one of them. This is his 15th appearance on the show.
Oh, you're counting, really?
Well, we started.
Usually after 11, I can't count any higher right there.
It only goes to 11.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic guest, so.
He has managed that sexy accent, isn't it?
Oh. I think so, actually, yeah. I've always said that about him.
He's got Spanish accent.
Seriously, he really does always say that about you.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay. All the time.
Well, you guys, thank you. He's a commission of you without a shirt.
Without.
Yes.
Can you imagine a commission of Alfonso without a shirt?
We won't tell you who drew it.
That's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy. Have you been to Hamilton Comic Con before?
Yes, we were here last year, actually. That was a really fun show. I like it. But right now I'm impressed. Like the size. And
that's what you said.
Like,
nice.
The size of the venue. It's
she called mine the venue also.
It's quite good, and also the people right here. It's fantastic. I love Hamilton.
Great city.
Yeah, it's a great city. Yeah.
Go outside.
Still city. Wow, it's nice.
You're going to get mugged.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I mean, downtown area. It's freaky.
You're not going to get mugged. I'm in here.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. That was John Ballmer.
The streets are safe. John Ballmer's inside.
Yeah. I got him chained right here to the table.
And he's got his pants up this time.
Belt is buckled.
Thank you. That's who he's talking to with you. You know, this is really weird. I was in the bathroom, and I was doing my thing.
No. We don't want to hear about that.
And one of the wrestlers, the Powers of Pain, comes in, and he uses the other urinals, like, what do you say? Hey, I'm a fan of yours? No, you just, like, got to do your deed. Go wash your hands, you know? He finished washing his. Hey, I was going to say hello earlier to you, but that would have been kind of awkward.
Slightly, yeah.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
Said, yeah.
Nice. Oh, cool.
And then he took the mace out and sprayed me.
Cool. So before I get into your excellent work, Alfonso, have you had a chance to check out Heroes Reborn yet?
Oh, I will totally geek around that, and I will be, like, super teenagey about OMG. I love it. The first two-hour episode, it was just fantastic.
Loved it.
Yes. I haven't watched the second one because I have it saved on the PBR, but as soon as I go back home after the con, I will be watching it with a big bucket of popcorn. I don't know, like, all the new characters, the one few characters that you see on the show, they are the key characters, and I think that was the best selection of the characters. Especially, well, there's another ones that I would love to see, like Peter Petrelli, but of course, budget-wise, I think that it's not going to be suitable. But the rest of the characters, at least the characters that they are shown right now, they're really good. The character development on some of them, they're really well put. And the whole base of 10 years after, it opens so many windows that I love. The whole beginning is fantastic. I love it.
Well, I guess Petrelli's mother is going to make an appearance at some point, so maybe she'll at least say what happened to her.
Well, you know what? It's good that they have, like, these pop appearances on within the show. I like it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just so happy that some of the main characters, right? Like, at least the ones that we can see at the beginning, the first episode, that's the key of the whole thing. Let's see how it develops.
Yeah.
I might say, episode number one, two-hour special, fantastic. I love it. It was one of the best. One of the best.
Definitely. Hey, you finally have some new Night Spike.
Yes. So guess what? Last weekend, we were at London Comic Con, and we were really happy to work together with the London Comic Con to put together the second installment of the Night Spike Genesis. That's the origins, right? So we have it out. Fortunately, I want to say a big thank you to all of them. They support the London show and all the people they support, Studio Comics brand. We're completely sold out of that series as of the first run. So we are preparing the second run. Of course, like 1 week is a really short notice for me to produce another batch of books. But yeah, so we're sold out. I'm really happy. The second part of the origins of the Night Spike. And yeah, so then this one, we did it with a variant cover. For the show, we have Ron Perlman on the cover. Really cool guys to me, by the way.
Okay.
Because I actually, like, I got a chance to talk to them personally, one-on-one, and they were loving the cover, right? So I put Ron Perlman, Michael Biehn, King Coates, and Jeff Cohen. Like, all the guys, like, most of the guests from London Comic Con, they loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
They actually, even King Coates, he shot a picture with the books, and it's really cool. It's really cool. Great experience. One of the, I might say that London Comic Con, and big shout to them, one of the top five shows on my circuit. I would say top five shows. Yeah.
Well, you're a Bruce Willis fan. You'd probably be the only other guy in the world to understand this one. Kim Coates.
Yeah.
I never watched Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
To me, he's the guy in The Last Boy Scout that Bruce Willis punches in the throat and kills.
Yes.
Yes. When he punches Bruce Willis when he asks for a smoke.
Yes. Yes. That's right. That's him. And I never brought it up because, like, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think we would like it, though, but it was a really cool guy to talk to. That was really
awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. Great show. And then right now, Hamilton Con, like I said, it's a fantastic show. Like you can see, like, well, you guys cannot see it right now because it's a podcast, but believe me, there's a lot of people here, a lot of people in costumes, and it's always good to see these people coming back to get more, at least in our brand, right?
Yeah.
So that's fantastic in our brand. Yeah.
Very cool. So where are you going next?
Well, I'm really, really considering to have a few weeks break.
You should.
But we still have a few other shows. We have a ToyCon to attend, and potentially we have that December show done by the guys from Fan Expo. So we have a show. Those two, that's the only ones that have already lined up. Right after that, I think that I will take a break.
Yeah,
until, like,
take it easy for a bit, sir. You work too hard.
Well, I might go back to the geekery. I love that.
Oh, definitely.
I love the restaurant, though. It was a great setup.
You know, you brought that up. Thanks again so much for doing our mini-con, man. I appreciate that.
You know what? I love that mini-con. I think that was a really good first shot. You have a lot of people cosplaying. You have a lot of good guests over there. And, of course, I really want to recommend that restaurant because they have... I take a look at the menu. And the menu has really good selection of, like, food that with these geek names that I love it. And it's just a fantastic setup. The place is great. The environment over there is like a family restaurant. So if you have a chance to go and visit it, just do it. It's a really good place. It's a really good place. I love it. I love the show.
Cool. Well, we love you guys at Studio Comics.
Yay!
Thank you. One of these days, we're going to get up to number 20 before you know it.
Oh my God, that's just so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. We're number 15 now.
15, it's 15.
So, yeah. So let's see how far we get. Let's see how far we get up there, Yesu.
Oh, dude, I will interview at every con I see you at, sir.
Yeah, I'm keep promising this. We have to do a special CD with all the interviews and all the stuff that we have been put
up.
That's great.
We could fill up a couple DVDs by now.
We have to start filming this. Like, I should film it.
Definitely. Well, thanks as always, man. I hope you have a great rest of the con.
Well, you guys too. And John Bomer.
What? Closing statement, John Bomer. Closing statement. Hamilton is so much fun. All the people are great. We're having a riot. People are cracking us up. And I am really enjoying it.
Hey, by the way, like, we are announcing that really soon, really, really soon.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
It's getting closer to have John Bomer's big announcement. Right?
Okay.
We have John Bomer on the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we really want to show more about, like, what he's working on.
So the title's coming along.
Yes.
It's getting closer and closer to the announcement of what it
is and what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still have to. We're trying to build that anticipation so that everybody just goes nuts for it when we release it.
All right. Well, I can't wait.
I know you can't wait, but you have to.
You have to. You have to wait.
I will be patient.
So there's a lot of things coming down the line. I'm sure Alfonso already talked about the title that I'm working on that we're not going to tell you. There's three other titles coming up next year.
Three other titles. One other title that I can actually openly talk about. It's another line that we have in Dutch Studio Comics. We are dedicated to the kids, but we really want to reach now to a different type of media, on the adult media. So we are really looking to reach that one. Because we have a plan already. There is this really talented guy from Spain. His name is Ivan Sargano, and he does a comic. It's an online comic that is called Green Onions.
Okay.
It's adult rated. Okay, but it's a really fun adult rated comic.
Okay.
That might be a good fit. We still looking in a few details on how we're really going to handle that, because it's not an easy product to handle at a convention, right? Especially since you have so many kids walking around.
And it's very much for a European market.
Exactly.
But
I think that it has potential. We've been talking for the longest time, and Ivan, I'll send you my best apologies if we haven't really closed the whole thing. But yeah, we really need to find the media to put this, to make it work, right?
Okay.
It's a project that we know that we're going to launch when, we don't know, next year. It's most likely still waiting a few details on it. But yeah, Green Onions, coming soon.
Green Onions. Okay, you heard it here first. Green Onions coming soon.
Yeah.
Alfonso, John, thanks a lot, guys. And thanks to Steve, wherever he went.
Yeah, he disappeared.
He disappeared. He's going to have fun.
I hope he doesn't go back to
plan.
The bathroom.
He looked at me, he's like, I'll be back. I'm going to have fun.
Okay. All right, cool.
Oh, and then he did the muah.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, guys. See you, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.